Well, it's another beautiful day here in the Blue Mountains, and I am here, Adam Harrison, here with you for the Cigarbox Guitar Builder podcast. Very shortly, I will be joined by my partner in crime, Darren McDonald, who is a co-admin for the Cigarbox Guitar Builder group. I just wanted to mention this morning before Darren and I start yammering on, and we'll probably discuss this again. It's probably no very small secret that I have been talking with Ben Giddy Baker regarding sponsoring the podcast, and Ben has very kindly agreed to help with the production costs of the show. In other words, helping me pay for the hosting fees and some of the software and things that I need to be able to produce a good show. Darren and I will be staying with you. The show won't change. It's going to be the same show that we've always done, which is going to be the two of us basically talking about what's happening within the group and what's happening within the Cigar Box Guitar community, things that we see, and also, of course, interviewing you guys as well. So Darren and I'll talk a little bit more about it as the show progresses, and I will, as things happen, in the spirit of just being open, I'll let you guys know what's going on and what's happening. Obviously, I have been chatting with Ben Baker and CB Giddy. I do get my parts now from cbgiddy.com. There is an affiliate link at in the description section of this podcast. So if you slide them down, if you are looking to build a Cigar Box guitar or building Cigar Box guitars and you need some Cigar Box guitar parts, slide them down, use the affiliate link. It will give you 10% off your first three orders with CB Giddy using that affiliate link. And it will also help to fund the show, basically. It does help me out, and it helps me just with things that I might want to do, especially for the YouTube channel. So as you know, we also have a YouTube channel and a Facebook group called the Cigar Box Guitar Builder, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as the show progresses. That's kind of the business side of things out of the way. I thought I'd get rid of that nice and early, and of course, if you want to have a look at what I'm building, you can go over and check out what I'm doing over at birdwoodguitars.com. More with the show. All right, we're back. Hey, Daz.
Hey. What's happening?
Oh. Well, I spoke to you for 2 hours yesterday nearly, and another almost an hour this morning, so I think you know what's going on.
I wasn't listening to you.
Well, I'm going to shut up today because I've still got asthma, so I can't talk very much. I'm going to let Darren do most of the talking today.
Well, you'll be waiting a long time.
Daz is the man in the know.
No, I'm not. I only work here.
I hardly work here.
We know.
So, yeah, so I had a really nice talk with Pete Beavers last week. It's a shame you couldn't jump on board, but I'm sure there'll be another time. Yeah, it went well. You know, he's a super bloke, yeah, it was a lot of fun catching up with him.
Well, I'm still yet to meet him.
Yeah, you meet on Facebook. Well, the group's going really well. I'm just having a little gander here, so it'd be a shorter show today, folks. Probably just going to have we're nearly on 5,500 members, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah, 5,400.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, obviously with people joining and stuff like that, I've had to be, like, just a little bit of bookkeeping, I suppose, but I've had to be a little bit careful about, and I know you have been as well, about who we're kind of letting do first comments and things like that. We are looking at profiles. We are looking at, if they're blank and all that sort of stuff. I have knocked back about four or five, I'm going to be honest. from commenting simply because they've got completely blank profiles, and I'm not prepared to risk our group's security, because someone's got a blank profile. It could be a bot, it could be scammers, it could be whatever, man. So it's like, especially with big groups.
Or it could be me.
Yeah, it could be you. But yeah, man, it's just so that's kind of like just a little bookkeeping. But what is really cool is all of the new names that are coming up for people actually posting first guitar builds and things like that.
Yeah,
it's trying to get Darren to do more than single syllable syllabic answers here, folks. We're working on it. Yeah. Elaborate, mate.
That's what I do best.
You got to carry the show today, buddy. I don't have the breath.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I told you, I don't do that. Only work here.
What did we say yesterday? Darren McDonald, a face great for radio.
Yeah. I'm not the face or the voice.
But, no, it's, yeah, it's, there's been...
You haven't even... Sorry?
Yeah, you go.
You haven't even commented on the cover page.
No, well, I haven't had a chance to yet. You keep talking over me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, man, that talk to us about the cover page.
Well, I Rob Goldsmith.
Yep.
He's got four guitars, which look pretty good. Couple of them remind me of my ones, with just the tin face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is he an Aussie bloke?
Don't know.
Because you got a Bundaberg.
Sorry?
I'm going to say he's Aussie. Because he's got a Bundy Rum cover and he's got a 4X cover, which means he's probably a Queenslander. It's all right. He's still allowed on the show.
All right, so I'll change the cover photo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll talk about it closer to State of Origin.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of our American listeners may not know what State of Origin is. It's our rugby league battle between Queensland and New South Wales. Three games happen, so it's kind of a playoff type thing. And
Melbourne people just don't care.
Yeah, well, we just don't include them. No, well, poor old New Zealand. So yeah, but Queensland generally beats us up. That's basically what happens. We go and play against them, and Queensland beats us up. Isn't that right?
I think so. I've never seen a game.
Yeah. But anyway, we got the 4X there, and we got the Bundy Rum. That's they're cool looking guitars, man. Are they all? They're all two burn frets, I think, and two fretted, by the looks of it. But that's on the group at the moment. If you're not on the Facebook group, go and check out the Facebook group. It's so congratulations on being chosen. What was his name again?
Rod Goldsmith.
Well done, Rod.
Tag him in the photo.
Yeah.
But his name wouldn't come up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. Well done, Rod. We'll figure out what's going on there. There's some really cool looking builds happening, man. I've got to say it. And new names. We got here? We got Don Del Biondo. 3 hours ago, I'm just looking at this one. This looks like a boat oar, but it's not. It's funky as, man. Funky as. It looks like a big paddle. Looks like a big paddle kind of, quite thin body, small body. But very cool. I like the construction method as well. Like he's kind of got it all laid out there. It looks really, really cool. He does build similar to yours, man. I've got to say, with the three down the bottom. I don't know if you're looking at the same picture I am.
And I'm another never looking at the same picture as you.
Yeah. Now the other one. There's another guy. Oh, no. Can you see it?
Yeah. Oh, now I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a boat paddle. Or something.
That's it. I'm getting copyright.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I can see that. And then there's another guy. Okay, so you and I were talking about Wolf this morning. Wolf Proctor. Wolf has been doing a heap a heap of comments and you know, and posts. He's doing a he's got a really cool Wolf Proctor. He's got a post up on the springs that he's got inside a handmade box that he's doing there. It looks awesome, man. It's a really cool photo. And he's got the it looks like a P90 mounted directly to the neck timber or to the tenon. Looks like it's a tenon there. I'm not sure how he's going to mount that. I can see there's a box there in the front. So I'm going to guess that that's interesting. What is he doing there?
Idea.
Yeah, man. I'm really interested in seeing what's happening. So Wolf has been doing a heap of comments and a heap of posts and stuff like that. And it's the comments, guys, especially from you experienced builders, that are really helping the newbies to building. And you guys have been absolutely fantastic with all the feedback. Everyone's been super popular. Everyone's been super positive. It's just been really, really, really cool, man. Just seeing the way everybody's getting along and helping each other out. That's just mad. That's what the group's all about. What do you reckon, Des?
I reckon that's the way it's going.
Yeah. So any kind of things come up? What was his name? Not Ray Whittaker. He's got a cool-looking Romeo and Juliet kind of thing. If you slide on down, it only came out 1 hour ago. And just check it out. He's got this exploded look of the guitar before he's putting it, assembling it. It looks like a Padauk fingerboard. What is it? Purple Heart fingerboard. That's cool, man.
Oh,
that is cool. Yeah. He's doing Ernie Ball, but you better watch out for Ernie Ball. He's doing like an Ernie Ball kind of style. You know, the Eddie Van Halen guitar. He's kind of got that look happening there, with it on a three or a four string. That's going to be mad. A lot of people doing solid bodies too, I've noticed.
I think I've just worked out Wolf's guitar.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the whole body. He's got the neck, and it's going to be no top or bottom on it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So no top or bottom, no soundboard, just. Wow. I'm really interested in seeing how he does that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking at the moment.
Well, that box, the box end down the bottom, see where the four holes are there? That must be for where strings are going to go through, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then, so that means up the top, see where it looks like he's got that, the strap button up there? So there must be a neck going on top of that. Getting bolted on in there somewhere.
I think he needs to ring us and tell us.
Yeah, man. I think, it's Wolf, if you're listening to the podcast, man, absolutely. Let us know what's going on with that guitar. Can't wait. Want to see more photos, man. It's looking ace. I'm really interested in what's going on with that. That's very, very cool stuff right there. I had quite a few comments on piezo placement. This week, there seems to be a lot of comments, a lot of curiosity about where to put piezos, and there seems to be a lot of people still placing piezo pickups on the box itself, like the off to the side of the neck. Oh man, I never had success with that ever. Putting the piezo pickup on the soundboard. It's all every single time I've ever done it. I used to do it when I started, and it's only ever given me really, really weak signals, like just tinny, like that real. I think for a while there was this big, and I'm probably talking about 7 or 8 years ago now. Right, but there was this huge backlash against piezo pickups. And I suppose piezos are really quite divisive because people start with them and because they're cheap and they're easy and you don't have to earth them and it's just a simple, simple thing to do and everyone doesn't. Like we all started out using piezo pickups. But the problem is that I think a lot of people get turned off them, and I think they get turned off them because they're putting them in the wrong spot. And I'm going to say that. That's me. That's my personal opinion, all right? If you get success from putting the piezo pickup on the box lid or wherever you're putting it and it's working for you, then bully for you. I'm super happy. That's all good. But I'm just saying from my point of view, from building hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of piezo powered guitars over the last 12 years, I've never had success putting them on the box, even with a preamp. It just, no. It's got to be on the neck. It's got to be on the neck underneath the bridge. Whether you sandwich it between, you know, whether you sandwich it between the, you know, the top of the neck, you know, there, like Del Puckett does, you know, you put a recess in or whatever. I don't like hot glue, because it's just for hot glue to me, just it doesn't work because it's too hot in Australia for it. Melts. So whether or not you stick it under there or there, because I put most of mine actually under the wood on the neck. I usually put mine there. And the reason I do that is that it creates you know what? You're going to laugh. Hang on. Keep talking. Talk about your experiences with piezo pickups, because I want to get something and I want to show you something, because I did an experiment about 8 years ago and I might do it again.
I've been having an idea about piezo pickups, because my guitar that I made you, the neck doesn't actually touch the top of the guitar except for at either end of the box.
Right, so hang on, say that again in Dutch. Oh, go easy, bro. Go easy.
You sound Dutch.
That's not Dutch.
That's Dutch.
That's not nothing.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to get the spiders. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the spiders out of it.
Okay.
Oh, far out, Brussels sprout.
We'll just wait for you.
No, you talk.
How about you today, Adam?
Talk to them about what's going on.
Well, I'm trying to explain about my piezo pickup thought.
Yeah, that I have. I'm listening.
No, you're not.
Go on.
That guitar I made you.
Yeah.
Where the neck goes through, but it doesn't touch the body until either end of the box.
Yes.
So it's not touching in the middle.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing a piezo on it.
Yeah.
Where it's just on the neck and it's not touching the top. Or anything.
You can do two because you could put, I'll show you this guitar in a minute. I'll put this guitar up on video because I'm gonna do an experiment with this thing again because it worked really well. You could do under where the bridge would be, put a piezo directly under there because the top of the timber's more than strong enough to manage it.
Yeah.
So put one there and put another one up here where it's touching where the neck is touching the box. So you'll have, because here's the inherent problem, right? A piezo pickup is a physical thing. And it's all based on vibration that's created by the strings resonating the timber, right? And my theory is that if you've got a neck, right, and your bridge and your neck are touching, right, directly one above the other, think about the way Shane Spiel makes his guitars. He does recesses all up the neck, but where that piezo pickup is touching where he places his piezo pickups is directly underneath the bridge, right? Think about what Del does. Del sandwiches his in hot glue inside the neck. Now, again, I've said it 1,000 times. I don't like hot glue. That's just a me thing, and it's because it's Australia, and it's just too damn hot for it. And I also think that you lose some transient signals when you use hot glue, because it smothers the piezo, right? And what I think you need to do is find a happy balance between squeezing the piezo between the timber, right? Or moving it away, as in underneath the neck. And that's what Daddy Mojo does. Like, if you look at what Lenny Piroth Robert does with his piezo guitars, not that he's really doing them anymore. I've looked at his range, and he's kind of dropped piezo guitars and just gone straight to the magnetic ones, which I think's a real shame. I couldn't see him on his website anyway, regardless. But what you've got is this space, right? So when the string vibration hits the bridge, and keeping in mind, it's vibrating the whole thing from the neck, from the tuners, from the nut, all the way up the neck, all the way to the bridge saddle or wherever the bridge is, where the strings are connected at the back of the body, right? All of that's vibrating. Yeah. But that main focal point for you that you're trying to pick up is that vibration point directly underneath the bridge. So whether or not you sandwich it between the body and the neck, or you just give it just that little bit of room and you glue your piezo pickup underneath the neck, right? And I think, and that's, I don't know whether you can see that. You see all the wiring in there?
Yeah.
All right, there's four output jacks on the back.
It looks like a hazard.
Yeah, you see the four output jacks on the back. This is 8 years old. So what I've got is under the bridge, under the neck, on the top of the box, on the bass side, and the top of the box on the treble side, right? And I did an experiment to hear the difference. Is there, like, the only thing I've got which I don't like and which I will cut off was, no offense to Ben Baker, but back in the day I was doing the, and this goes to show how old this is, this experiment. I actually have it on the podcast. I'm sure I did this experiment on the podcast. And I've got the capacitors on there, on the output jack, just to tone down the treble. But you don't need to do that, because all you got to do to tone down treble on a piezo pickup is roll the volume back just a touch. That's all you got to do. And it removes the high end and lets the signal be nice and strong. So you don't need tone control. You don't need capacitors. You just got to put it in a good spot. I wonder if this is so rusty, man. I don't even know if it would work. Let's see the pig nose. Isn't that funny how things just... I remembered I had that. Where's my guitar cable? Where's my cable, man? There it is.
Try under the bench.
There you go. Nah, got it. Got the guitar cable. I don't
see under the bench, but I saw it under the bench.
Yeah. It was under the bench. It was on top of one of my amps.
Oh.
Here we go. All right. I don't know if it's going to work. All right. So what do we got? All right. Bass top. Oh, Oh, crusty. Oh, my God. It's so crusty. All right. This is the bass top. All right. This is true. This is an honest... Okay, oh, hang on, what's this one? Oh, this one must be under the bridge. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Where is it? There. Oh, okay, under the bridge. On the... All right. Okay. All right, that was under the bridge. This is under the neck.
Like,
oh, God, it's all rusted. Oh, no, I broke it. It's so rusted, I broke it. It wouldn't get through. All right, that's not going to work. Oh, shit. I snapped the back of it completely.
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on. Oh, this one worked. Okay, so this is the box top. Box top on the bass side.
Mm.
This is so old, guys. I'm sorry. Is it working? It's so rusted. No. I might do the experiment again. And here. Oh! All right, you heard that? Listen.
Yeah.
You hear that? Top. Now I'm gonna put it under the bridge. Oh, if I don't break it. Hear that? It's not as trebly.
No.
Alright, so it's the pickup that I've got smashed in between the neck wood,
yeah,
and the bridge here. Hear that? Right, hear that straight away. And that's, all right, and that's, they're exactly the same piezos, exactly the same volume controls. And that's a test, guys. That's showing you, proving to you that putting the piezo pickup on the box lid away from the bridge does not work. You end up with that horrible tinny feedbacky sound because the signal, it's taking too long for the signal to spread out across the timber top. And instead of going through lovely, thick, rich, dense timber and sitting in that, like just being smothered by that beautiful wood, all of a sudden, you know, or letting the signals, that transient signal, that vibration filter through the timber into the piezo, what's happening is the pickup is so far away from the bridge that it's traveling across a thin, tiny piece of plywood instead. And there's your problem. It's a physical thing. Could you hear a difference between the two tones?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah. It's a thicker, richer sound when you put the pickup on the neck underneath the bridge. So regardless of whether it's squeezed between the top of the box and the neck, or underneath the neck, but still directly under the bridge, it's always going to give you a better sound than if you spread that signal out across a thin plywood board. It's just physics.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, it's just the way. I can't believe I remembered I had this.
I can't believe you broke it.
Because I'll take a photo of it, guys. I'll put it on the group. And I might do this experiment again. It took ages to set up. Because I had to keep every single unit separated. Like, it had to all be separate. You couldn't use a single volume control and a single jack, because otherwise, as soon as you turned one volume down, it would turn all the volumes down. So in this case, it was like a neutral thing. And
I just had a thought.
Yeah.
You got four jacks there.
Yeah. Well, they're not working anymore.
Now, do you have to plug all the jacks in at once?
I did.
You need four
in? I did. I think I did. I did a video. I'm sure I did a video for it. And I had four amplifiers all set up. Yeah, it was like quadraphonic sound.
Oh my god.
I'm sure I did, man. But like I said, I did it like 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah. I did it a long time ago, and this thing's just been sitting over in a corner just basically getting rained on.
Yeah.
You know, like,
so I'm thinking about going back into this.
Oh yeah.
And
because
I think this neck actually touches the top.
Yeah.
The box. And I'm thinking about cutting into it, making it like so it's not even touching.
Yeah.
To get to the ends and doing something with the piezo.
Do it, man. Do it. That's so cool. Is that one of the guitars that you didn't give me?
Yeah, this is my first, this is the acoustic one.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's be- what wood did you use on the fretboard?
Just Moranti.
Moranti's great. Moranti's great. As long as you get it sturdy enough and firm enough, it's awesome.
Yeah, and just, fretted it.
Yeah.
I have it on the neck and the back here and that, I did it with linseed oil and mineral turf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a beautiful guitar. You got to put some of your guitars up on the group, man, because people, you're a bit of an enigma. Like, you're kind of there, but no one really knows Darren. He's he's a bit mysterious.
Yeah. I'm shaking, not stirred.
Yeah. Hey, play a bit for us, because we can hear you today.
Yeah, well, the thing I was going to play the other two podcasts.
Yeah.
Was, see if you can guess it.
Where am I? He's put me on the spot now, folks. Do 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 in the city.
I'll see you now.
Every night and day. Don't either, I don't know the words. I'm just humming the tune. It might have been.
So
do the back. Do the chorus. Do the chorus.
No, that's it for me. I'm not getting paid to play.
Big wheels keep on turning. Primary keep on burning. Come on, sing it with me, Daz. Rolling.
Yeah,
rolling.
I don't do singing.
Rolling down the river. Hey, look what I got.
You been to the
CB Guinea Pigs, man.
CB Guinea Pigs.
I've got to bring some over for you. I've got a bag of them.
Hang on.
Yeah, Ben sent me two bags, so I've got to bring some over for you. So when you do your videos and stuff, you can go, CB Guinea.
I can add them to my collection.
Yeah. This is good TV, guys.
See this one?
You got, yeah.
That's from Sun Records.
Oh, nice one.
In Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. Sorry, I got to stop doing that.
Tupelo Hardware.
Tupelo Hardware. Yeah. You went to a hardware shop in Tupelo?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's got his very first guitar. Did you not know that?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only worry about real musicians.
Oh, that's it. Prince is over. This one's from the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
This one. This one I got.
Oh, BB King.
BB King's Club in Memphis.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah.
Did he go after he died, or was he still alive?
No, he died.
Ah.
And then I went. Yeah, and this one. This is another one from Nashville. Have you seen the TV show Nashville?
No.
Well, they in the show, they had this club.
Yeah.
Called the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, that's from that cafe.
That's cool, man. There's so many places over there I want to go if I can get there. The one place I really want to go is I want to go to Clarksville. Because I don't know whether you guys, anyone listening to the show, look up, okay, Roger Stoll, S-T-O-L-E, and Jeff Conklin, K-O-N-K-L-I-N, I think. So Roger Stoll owns Cathead Records, which is a music shop, like a blues emporium.
Clarksville.
Clarksville, thanks. In Clarksville. And they, if you type into your computer Moonshine and Mojo Hands, all right, it's a 10-part documentary series. So Moonshine and Mojo Hands, all right, it's a 10-part documentary series. You can only watch it on Google or on the web. It's not on YouTube. You have to go to the website. Okay. So you got to go to the website. It's a 10-part documentary series, right? And, man, he goes and he and Jeff, they go and interview all these old blues guys and all they go to all of these amazing juke joints. And it's got to be about 12 or it might even be about 15 years old now or something like that. But Jeff is still pumping and pushing hard for music in his town, man. And he's putting on festivals all the time. He's helping support the older musicians, all the old artists and stuff like that. He's doing his best to help them out. The guy's a gem. He's a living gem in my opinion. And I want to try and get a hold of him and interview him because he would just have the most amazing stories. Like he and Jeff went to like they've been to hotels and places where Bessie Smith passed away and where, you know, all these blues guys basically where they were, what they were doing. And it's just, every time I watch it, I'm transfixed. And the big thing is, right, there's like normally when you think of blues, we always think of like Robert Johnson and we usually think a lot of the Delta blues guys. But over the last few years, there's been this real, this attention kind of lavished upon hill country blues, which is a different style of blues. It's not, there's not so much slide in it. It's a lot more like repetitive kind of, I was listening to Burnside. I've just gone blank on his name. I've still got my head thing, so I'm still not thinking straight. But, you know, I'm just trying to think. It's just this repetitive kind. And it's this kind of repetitive type of rhythmic kind of melody, and it's sung over, and it's just, like, if you think, I think C. Del Davis, all these guys, T-Model Ford, just incredible music. You've got to listen to it, and it almost puts you in a trance. It's like it's this, it's real juke joint, and it's electric. Like it's electric. These guys are all playing peavey guitar. It's hilarious, man, because they must all live near Hartley Peavey dealership or something like that, because they've all got peavey amplifiers and they're playing peavey guitars. And there's like, and what's his name? I'm trying to think of one of the guys' names that they were interviewing. He's got this mad looking peavey, like a reverse flying V, and he's just playing these, and it's almost out of tune. Like, if you listen to it, it's like they're, especially Cedal Davis, because Cedal Davis plays with an upside-down butter knife because he's got polio, right? So he's literally, and I don't mean this rudely, but his whole body is crippled, right? He's in a wheelchair and he's kind of, and God bless him, I think he passed away. I think he passed away. If he hasn't, I apologize dramatically. But he's just had the most... Like, if you think of a tough life, this guy has had a tough life. Like, when he was little, he was trampled in a juke joint riot. Like, he was in a juke joint, apparently, and there was some guy with a gun. Everyone yelled, "Gun," and he was, like, trampled. He was in hospital for a year. And then he came out of hospital. Then he got polio, and which messed him up even more. Like, and this guy, he plays, and he's sitting there with his up... And he's left-handed. Poor guy's left-handed. That's the worst thing. So he's playing this guitar with a butter knife like this, like that, up and down the neck, like that, up and down the neck, man. And it's just, he's awesome. Like, so, I don't know. I don't know how we get onto this. But the thing is, with the cigar box guitar, you can do anything. And I'm really fascinated with, I've gone back to being really, really fascinated by fretless instruments again. and I'm playing a lot more slide. Just made some more slides for the website out of the copper. Did the copper slides this morning. So I got the two sizes, one bigger than the other. Yeah, you got your bottle slides there. I love making slides. I did a video on it this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I did this one the other day.
Yeah.
And guess what I did it on?
What did you did it on?
I did it. I did it on the lathe.
On the lathe?
Yeah.
How?
I got a truck.
Yeah.
That sits on my lathe. And I put the end of the bottle in.
Yeah.
On the lathe. Tighten the truck up a little bit. Not too tight, because otherwise you'd just smash the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And corkscrewed the other end.
Yeah.
To keep it all straight. And just let it spin. And then you get your scorer and just score where you want it, how big you want your slide.
Well, I'll bring you those two bottles. You can make a couple for me. I need a couple. Yeah, I'd love to get a couple. I'll bring you a couple of copper slides.
I don't know how well it'd go on copper.
No. I'll give you one of my copper slides as payment.
Oh, yeah. You want a slide?
Yeah.
Well, I did this one. I didn't do it on the lathe.
Yeah.
It was a vanilla extract.
Oh, nice one.
But it's really big.
Yeah, I like big slides. I prefer the bigger slides because I hold them with my fingers either side. We use my ring finger.
Yeah.
And I kind of grip. I used to get the Rocky Mountain slides. He does awesome slides, man. I used to do the Rocky Mountain slides, and his slides were really thick and really, really chunky. And I've got this one from Janice Wilson Hughes, and that's still got a little bit of meat on it. It's a little tiny bit shorter. I'm a bit picky, aren't I? It's a little tiny bit shorter than I'm kind of used to now. So you can use the tips. Yeah, that's not. Which one's that one? Oh, yeah.
I bought this off of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same person.
Hang on, compare the sizes. Now, you go hold yours back so I can compare the size. Because our hands are about the same size. You put your hand forward a little bit. Go forward, forward, stop. Yeah, we're about the same size.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a funny old podcast today, but gee whiz, I'm totally motivated to try that four piezo pickup experiment again. Because I just keep seeing people put piezo pickups on the lid. And I'm telling you, man, it's not the place to put it. It's not. And that's my opinion. It's my show. Well, it's our show. But it's my show.
No, that's my
and
show.
I'm saying it's not the right place to put it. So, nah.
Oh, brilliant.
So,
they need to be rude on my show.
Hey, you know what? I will be honest with you, man. I have heard a couple of really, really, really good sounding cigar box guitars that had a piezo on the lid. I remember, because not that the guy showed me, your person showed me, but they said, yeah, I've placed it on the lid.
Yeah.
But they are, I'm going to be honest, they are 100% an exception to the rule. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the type of density of the lid, or it might have been MDF as opposed to ply, or it might have been whatever it was. It was...
Well, this ply I use...
Yeah.
...is about 10 mil.
Yeah.
Like, and I think on yours I did about, I think it was 7 or 8 mil.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
But you've got, it's, don't let, you've got to capture that signal, you've got to capture the vibration as soon as it comes off the bridge.
Yeah.
As soon as it comes off the bridge. Don't give it time to weaken as it heads out across the top of the soundboard. And you can tell I'm really passionate about this, because I think a lot of people get, The problem is, as I said before, new builders get turned off using piezo pickups because the sound that they're getting from them, because they're putting it in a not an optimum place, the sound they're getting from them is really disappointing. And if you think about it this way, right? If you get an acoustic guitar built by Faith or built by Martin or built by Ibanez or built by any of the companies that utilize a piezo, whether it's a rod piezo under the bridge saddle itself, or whether they're using discs underneath and around the bridge. I know Tim Backus up here in the Blue Mountains here in Hazelbrook, who has Mountain Art Guitars. Go and check him out, guys. He's amazing. He uses like really, really good quality disc transducers. I think they come in a set of three, and they're placed all around the bridge. He's not placing them at the front of the guitar up the top. He's not placing them. Like, it's on near the bridge where you're going to capture. Like, you don't put a rod piezo like on the edge of the sound hole. Do you? You put it directly under the bridge saddle. That's where the sound is coming from. That's where the vibration from the string's coming from. Like, learn from the big guys. Learn from guys like Martin and Taylor and Fender and Gibson and all of the big guitar builders. Like, you think about it. Where are they placing the piezo? Directly under the bridge saddle. I win! All right, and on that horrifying note, we will end the show.
Oh, come on, don't be like that.
anything else you wanted to say before we finish up for today?
Not really. Just don't bite your friends.
All right, yeah. All right, don't bite your friends part two. All right, the name of this show is going to be Don't Bite Your Friends. I'm going to use it today because... I meant to use it two episodes ago. When I was talking about people being nice to people, you know, people who are living an alternate, what you might consider an alternate lifestyle, and they're on the group and they're demonstrating what they're doing and their things, and they're just living their life their own way. They're not being horrible. They're not being nasty. They're not being mean. They're not being lewd. They're not being suggestive. They're not being gross or anything. They're just living their life, man. It just pissed me off when people were giving them a hard time. And it's like, it's not right. It's not fair. This is an inclusive group, boys and girls. It's an inclusive group. And, you know, it's just, let's just leave all of our, let's just talk guitars. That's all I want to say. And you came up with a wonderful, wonderful saying that little Alex had come up with, or his teacher had come up with. And what was that?
Don't bite your friends.
Don't bite your friends. We're all friends here, guys. So don't bite your friends. Yeah. And if I've bitten some people with my suggestions of the piezo pickup placement, I'm munching away.
Like, every time I see Alex... I always try to bite his fingers and toes. Because Grumpy gets hungry a lot.
Oh, dear. All right. I think we'll call it. We'll call it dead at what time? 3:49. All right, mate. It's been lovely talking to you again. Everybody, please. Please jump on. Please jump on board and join the Facebook group. If you listen to the podcast and you kind of, it's not just always Darren and I just yammering on, like, we do interviews as well, but sometimes it's just nice to talk cigar box guitars and talk with a mate about what's going on. And if you guys are enjoying the show and listening to the show and having fun listening to us being a couple of idiots, please give us a rating on iTunes or wherever you're listening to it. Give us like 5 stars and give us a thumbs up or whatever. And if you have got time to put a comment, that would be lovely. If not, that's okay. Again, if you're building, please use the affiliate link. If you need anything, please use the affiliate link in the information section here of the episode. You can also join or subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Cigar Box Guitar Builder YouTube channel as well, where I do lots of interesting things building guitars. I do have this little beastie at the moment, which is going to be a short scale Monte Cristo with the little box. So I think yeah, it's going to be a little 22 inch scale length. I may even make a ukulele out of it. I don't know. I could probably do a uke, make a uke out of that. That would be fun. I've got two ukes.
A podcast called Adam Does a Uke.
Adam Does it. Yeah, well, you did a uke. Dazza did a uke. Where's your uke?
Oh, it's still sitting up there. I don't touch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the one I built you. That's right. Yeah. Hear that? Hear that, people? Play that. That's the amazing sound you too can get if you place your piezo under the bridge. And it wasn't even plugged in.
Yeah, it wasn't plugged in.
All right, mate. Guys, everyone. Guys, go and have an awesome week. Go and build something. Have some fun. If you disagree with anything I'm saying, please put it in the comments. That's all good. That's what we're here for.
I'll put a whole page.
You can put a whole page of stuff, Dazza. That's all right. I've opened up a can of worms. What have I done? You may agree with me. You may disagree with me. It's all good. It doesn't matter. It's all fine.
Me, I'm just going to go and bite my friends all over.
Yeah. You know what? You want to live your life your way, brother? That's okay by me. All right.
I try.
Guys, I'll shut off the podcast now. But look, have a great time. Enjoy this week. Go and build something. Have some fun. Post on the group. Comment on the group. And have a great time, guys. Thanks for listening. And it's goodbye from me. And it's...
Don't bite your friends from me.
See you, guys. Bye.